Welcome to your weekly English radio magazine on CJMQ 88.9 FM in Sherbrooke and CIDI 99.1 FM in the Lake Brome area. It's the Friday Drive, news commentary, 30-30 sports, arts and culture, and the interview of the week. Local events and issues for townshippers from townshippers. The Friday Drive starts right now with your host, Daniel Coulomb. 30-30 Sports on the Friday Drive.
Well, there might be a debate in the United States between the various candidates, but there's no debate when it comes to sports on the Friday Drive. He is the man, John Edwards.
How are you?
How's that for an intro? You good with that?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Okay. What's going on?
You know, looking around for any good cat or dog recipes that are Trump approved.
Oh, first weekend of the NFL last week. Any thoughts?
Interesting to note that, as usual, time is undefeated and Aaron Rodgers is not good anymore. And he may get a bit better as he considers his first game in 22 months, but it's not looking good for the old JTS Jets. And speaking of disasters, the Cleveland Browns are back browning it up, and Deshaun Watson does not look anywhere near the hundreds of millions they guaranteed him. That's looking like an epic waste of money.
Talking about the Jets, are you familiar with sportscaster Chris Mad Dog Russo?
Oh, yes. I've listened to him for ages.
Yeah, you're going to love this little rant.
They go out to San Francisco against Buck and Aikman, all right, and they lay an absolute freaking egg. They don't show up. Their defense was awful. New Canaan could have scored against them defensively. Their defense was awful.
Relax.
They couldn't. Not relax. Their defense was awful. They were too conservative offensively early in the first two or three drives, running the ball first and second down. I mean, the Niners didn't have Trent Williams. He had a lead because of an IV, for crying out loud. Ayuk is terrible, dropping touchdown passes, and McCaffrey didn't even play. Think about it for a minute. And by the way, Shanahan's got to answer to this. How in the world did the running back say, hey, I knew Friday I was going to play, and then Shanahan says, well, that's not true. Well, hold on now. What is it? How about if somebody wanted to go out there and take McCaffrey with their fantasy team and couldn't do it because they didn't know he was playing? NFL's got to look into that, for crying out loud. But this is more about the Jets. This is a disgrace. This is terrible. I know it's the first game at San Francisco and everything else. You got to play better than that.
And they say the press is hard on the Canadians.
Tough to play in New York.
Oh, man. What else did you like or dislike last weekend?
The bulk of what I saw, I think the Chiefs look good again. The 49ers look very good early, and Detroit winning the Sunday night game in that comeback. And the way they rolled over the Rams in overtime was really impressive.
What do you like for the coming weekend?
1 o'clock on Sunday, the game to watch is 49ers-Vikings. I'd go Bengals-Chiefs at 4. The Sunday night game is interesting just to see the Bears-Texans, to see if Caleb Williams can keep going. And as a rookie quarterback, he won game one, which is hard to do. And we'll see if he can keep going against the Texans team that's sort of mid. Falcons-Eagles is Monday night. This will be an early test for Atlanta, who are picked by some to win the NFC South. So we'll see where they actually are, and the Eagles will let us know that.
Don't suppose you had a chance to watch my Patriots.
Didn't see much of them, but the Mayo era looks to be off to a good start. And they've got Seahawks at home on Sunday, and the Seahawks won game one as well. So we'll see where these teams sit after Sunday afternoon.
All right, and the Packers did not go well for Jordan Love.
No, the game in Brazil, they had a lot of criticism over the field. And sure enough, Jordan Love's got a high ankle sprain, they're saying. So he'll be out for a while. And that's bad news for the Packers, especially with Detroit right with them in the NFC North. So,
yeah, one of 17 games so far this year. And the Packers, they're pretty much done.
It's not going to be easy for them.
The Players Association have been complaining about quality of the various fields, or at least the lack thereof. I don't think anything can be done. That's always the way it's been, and I don't see that changing anytime soon.
They're not necessarily super happy with the fields that get prepared internationally, and I think it's because they're sort of prepared for soccer, which is different, you know, and the running on it is different than the running for football. So I think that's part of it. You know, domestically, they would like to see turf fields go the way of the dodo and have everybody back playing on grass.
Yeah, as if that's going to happen.
Not likely.
I know. All right. Host of things to talk about at 5:30. We'll see you in 55 minutes.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Of course there's music, but we also talk about a lot of issues that matter to you. You're listening to The Friday Drive on CJMQ 88.9 FM and CIDI 99.1 FM. The Weekly News Review with longtime Townships journalist Mike McDevitt on The Friday Drive.
It's your weekly fix for the information you need and sometimes don't need. It's Michael McDevitt, The Weekly News Review on The Drive. Hello there.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah. Did you watch the debate this week?
Well, not all of it, I have to admit. I can only handle so much of that orange fella, but I did watch it.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, They described the state of the country in starkly different terms, Michael, and the two traded jabs. Some old, false, and misleading claims also emerged. What's okay. new? I mean, all in all, from what you saw, did you enjoy the fireworks?
No. I knew I wouldn't. Trump's style of debating, like an angry four-year-old, doesn't impress me at all. Most of what he was saying was lies. I kind of liked the part about immigrants eating dogs and cats. yeah. That's why, and the post-birth abortions, too, is fun. Other than that, you know, the thing that keeps getting to me is that why even bother with the debate? Anybody who's interested in voting has already made up their mind probably years ago. You know, I guess there are some undecided voters out there, and, well, God bless them. I'd like to be that thick sometimes.
Got to admit that Harris was under an awful lot of pressure to prove that she could perform on the biggest stage.
She was a former prosecutor, you know, and get a lot of practice when you're doing stuff like that. I'm not as impressed with that as I probably should be. She knew what she was talking about, at least, very much so, compared to her angry four-year-old opponent. What can I say?
Well, Trump, apparently, has put together the greatest economy in the history of the world, touted his policy proposals related to tariffs, tax cuts, and immigration. Same old, same old? Harris called for restoring the abortion protections for Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, well, I think we ought to get rid of that post-birth abortion thing because that's just wrong. Otherwise, there's a woman in the United States voting for Trump. Well, I don't want to meet her. That's all I can say. And I know there are tons of them. You know, there's so many obvious and glaring reasons to avoid that guy that I'm just baffled by the entire country. Considering all the gibberish, not an indecipherable gibberish that comes out of his mouth regularly, I don't see how anybody can seriously consider vote for him, let alone half the country. It's neck and neck.
Neck and neck, Michael. How do you think this debate will affect the numbers, if at all?
I don't think it'll have any real difference. I think Taylor Swift's endorsing Harris will make a bigger difference in debates. Well,
do you anticipate another debate, or will Trump sort of shy away in the future?
I think his handlers will very, very strongly suggest he not get in the ring. Who knows? Who knows?
All right, here in the province, Premier François Legault says he agrees with his party's youth wing that there needs to be more respect, discipline, and better manners in school. Legault is asking Education Minister Bernard Dréville to table a plan to make it happen. Among the adopted motions, one proposes that children, starting as early as kindergarten, address others with more formal language by using the French pronoun vous instead of tu. What say you?
Bear in mind that I'm really old, eh? Addressing their teachers by their first name never occurred to me. All through my education system, never. I mean, even when I was in university, I had professors say, oh, call me Frank. Well, no, you know, but times have changed. General principles, I agree. I also, shocker, agree with the idea of school uniforms if the school will pay for them.
Yeah, this would be in high schools.
Yeah.
And here's something else I think probably do, especially with social media. More serious penalties for bullies and violent students, as well as providing training for both those students and their parents to address that behavior.
Again, in my day, bullying was something you more or less took for granted. It's horrible, and the bullying seems to be limitless in terms of how severe it can be. I think one suicide as a result is too much. So I think there should be more severe penalties. I'm surprised I didn't see bringing back the cane. We'll see how that goes, and good luck. You have to fight the parents.
That's a really good point. Absolutely. Yeah. We don't want to impose anything on little Johnny and little Mary.
Well, I mean, don't hurt his feelings. Yeah. My God.
And a trophy for everyone at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least.
Quebec says it will start authorizing early requests for medical assistance in dying effective October 30. This will allow certain patients to make advanced requests for MAID before their condition leaves them incapable of giving consent. And the province is not going to wait for Ottawa to amend Canada's criminal code.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. First of all, I want to know, do you have to make the request in French? I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, I understand the motivations behind this, especially in cases of dementia when you know you're going to lose your mind. And you don't want to be making this kind of request before you lose your mind, and yet you're not competent after you do, unless it's very strictly controlled. And in the case that I'm evaluated as not mentally competent, I can see it. I've watched too many people live years after they're not there anymore. It doesn't do them any good. Their families suffer immensely. Let's face it, it costs the government a lot of money to care for people for years when it happens, when they're not here anymore. I'm not saying I'm really strongly in favor of it, but I'm not opposed to it being implemented if it's being done very, very carefully.
I have to say, I would definitely sign up for something like that. As you grow older and more mature, and you see people around you leave this earth in horrific ways, you have a tendency to want this sort of thing as much as possible.
Yeah, well, I just very recently saw a close family friend go through probably 3 years of serious mental decline. I mean, serious. He could be talking to you 1 minute and the next minute he didn't know who you were. He didn't know whose children were. I don't see the point in keeping the body alive after the mind is gone. I really don't.
Hear, hear. In a different matter, Boeing Starliner capsule is at the center of a technical saga. They sent a couple of astronauts up in the sky a couple of months ago. They were supposed to be up there for 2 weeks. They're not coming back until February. They sent some food up there and supplies for them. Holy mackerel. Another black eye for Boeing.
It's not good PR, that's for sure. And I feel sorry for the astronauts. They did not sign up for this. Especially when you consider that long-term in space is not a healthy option. But I guess it's better than bringing them down and having them burn up on the re-entry.
Either way you look at this, the options aren't all that great, that for sure.
No.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Final thing, Robert Libman has been posting in the Gazette over the past few weeks, and the question is, should I stay or should I go? The debate that's been playing out, you know, the question is, if you're a young Quebec Anglophone, would you think twice about your future staying in Quebec, given everything that's going on right now and all the garbage coming from the present government?
When I was a young man, almost 3/4 of the kids that I went to school with around 1976 opted to move out of Quebec, and they've never come back. On the other hand, I moved out of Quebec several times, and I always came back. Whether you should or you shouldn't, it's up to you, dude. I don't know if anybody needs Robert Libman's advice. It's a free country so far. And you can move if you want to move, and there's a good reason to, or not. If you can speak French, which admittedly not everybody does, but most of them do. In terms of social services, Quebec does better than most places in Canada. On the other hand, you don't have all this crap coming at you every couple of years. So, you know, live your life. Do what you want.
It's a beautiful province. I can't see myself anywhere else.
Well, me either. That's why I kept coming back. I lived in the Rockies. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous country. But it's not the townships.
I could do without the 5.5-month winters.
Well, yeah, but we're dealing with that with climate change, so...
Ever the optimist, Mike McDowell.
Well, I'm trying to be, but it's hard sometimes, I gotta say.
It's the Weekly News Review right here on the Friday Drive. Mike, have a great weekend. We speak next week.
You too. Have a good weekend. You still on your bike?
Absolutely. Past the 7,000-kilometer stage.
Good Lord. Think how far you could have gotten.
I'd be in the Pacific by now.
Yep.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
If you have any comments or questions regarding what you hear on today's show, email us at cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. time for your weekly information from the Lake Brome, Missisquoi area on the Friday Drive.
Connecting you to the Lake Brome, Missisquoi region with stories for you from this week. Taylor McClure, are you feeling as good as the weather is beautiful?
Yes, feeling much better this week than last. But hope you're feeling good this week too, Daniel. We've had beautiful weather.
Absolutely. All right, Taylor, let's talk about a new greenhouse at Dunham House.
So Dunham House, which is, for those who aren't aware, it's a registered charity and nonprofit organization that serves as a residential treatment center specializing in addiction and concurrent mental health disorders here in the Eastern Townships. So they offer counseling sessions, therapeutic activities, and comprehensive workshops to meet the needs of its residents. And it's actually one of the only facilities of its kind that operates in English in Quebec. Dunham House is celebrating because they actually just received a new greenhouse. So they celebrated the installation of a commercial greenhouse on its site. And the space is actually already playing an important role in the launch of a new therapeutic horticultural program for residents at Dunham House. We were invited to Dunham House on Tuesday, spoke with Don Joyce, who is a former executive director and who's now an advisory board member for Dunham House, and Victoria Della Porta, who's the newly appointed executive director, who gave us a tour of the greenhouse, you know, and what activities our residents are taking part in now that they have this wonderful new space. They're actually opening up the space to the local community to go and check out and to see what residents have been up to as a part of the new therapeutic horticulture program on Sunday, September 15th. So for people who are looking for more details about that, you can feel free to reach out to Dunham House if they're interested in attending and checking out this wonderful project.
Okay, the SHU is into a recruitment program for foster families.
I recently spoke with the Sieur Celeste Richer, who explained to me that the Regional Health Authority is looking for foster families to meet the need for placements here in the region for youth between 0 and 17 years old. So I spoke with Elise Paquette, who is a social worker and who is also the promotion and recruitment agent for foster families in the Estrie with the Sieur Celeste Richer. And she mentioned to us that the Health Authority is currently seeking over 100 foster families to help meet the demand for foster care throughout the region, including here in our local health network of La Pomeraye in Brome, Missisquoi. She noted that one of the contributing factors to the need for more foster families is the fact that there are a number of people that were providing care to children in need here in the region that are actually getting closer to retirement. They need more foster families, so they're looking for foster families to get involved. And they are encouraging people who are interested in helping out families here in the Eastern Townships to get in touch with them if ever they are seeking more information.
Taylor is heard every week on CIDI FM.
So my show, Townships Daily News Bits, plays Monday to Friday at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. But as I noted on last week's episode of the Friday Drive, we are currently working on building a new news hour here at CIDI. The daily news stories are not as constant right now as I'm working on building something bigger and better for the community. So please be patient. But yes, it's continuing to play throughout the week. So there's still some daily news coming your way, of course.
The wonderful Taylor McClure, right here on the Friday Drive every week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. And we speak next week.
Yes, you too. Thanks, Daniel.
Forecast calls for clear skies tonight, low 11. Tomorrow, sunny, high 27. Sunday, sunshine, again, high 27 degrees. Long range, a mix of sun and cloud, high 29 for Monday. Just after 5 o'clock today, Townshippers This Week with Ed Humphrey. 5:10 interview of the week is Robert McPherson, journalist. We talk about the debate this week in the United States. 5:30 sports with John Edwards. 5:40 arts and culture with Sonia Patnode. All on the Friday Drive at CJMQ-FM and CIDI 99.1 FM.